It may be surprising, given the circumstances of this pandemic. Many of these workers say it's not necessarily an indefinite refusal, but more so that for an array of reasons, they're holding off on getting the vaccine right away.
We've heard it plenty. Medical experts saying the COVID-19 vaccine is our best bet to end the pandemic. At the same time, many on the front lines fighting COVID, including doctors and other healthcare workers themselves, worry about getting vaccinated. Northwestern Medicine pulmonologist Dr. Kalila Gates initially was one of them.
I was with mixed emotions, but the alternative, which is to get infected with COVID-19 and perhaps end up in the ICU that I work in, it wasn't really a good alternative for me. And so I decided to have the vaccine.
Gates is just one of a sizable group of medical professionals who have some sort of reservations about getting the COVID-19 vaccine. A recent study by the Kaiser Family Foundation found that around 29% of healthcare workers have skepticism about the shot. Quincy Stanley is the vice president of the hospital operations at Rush University Medical Center. He says many of his staff are worried because of misconceptions they have about the COVID vaccines now available.
There's a combination of things. One is the wait and see game. I want to wait to see what happens to everyone else. This is a new vaccine. I'm not sure if it's still in experimental phases or not.
The other, the long history of medical experimentation in black and brown communities.
That's where we've all seen the largest gap.
Still, public health experts say this creates a larger issue, where a group of those working in the medical field are doubting the very science they want the general public to believe in.
Then would you say that there is a bit of mis-messaging then? If the healthcare industry is the one that's pushing this vaccine, saying, you know, this is how we'll reach herd immunity and so on and so forth, but then you have this population of healthcare workers who don't necessarily want to get the vaccine.
A lot of these healthcare workers come from, you know, their communities, and they're talking about, the vaccine and what they think it will do to them, what they think the reactions are going to be.
Stanley is working with his staff to help his employees feel more comfortable about the COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Gates says getting skeptical frontline workers on board is an uphill battle, but one she's proof can be done.
There are lots of legalities and regulatory rules that are in place now for clinical studies to try to prevent that. But the reality is that is a history that still nags us, and we have to accept that and work within that.
Now, Stanley says about 85% of his 10,000 plus staff at Rush are now vaccinated, showing that the efforts they're putting forth is successfully moving the needle.